So it's the gold salts that are causing the membranous nephropathy. It's literally just a factoid you need to know.
Okay.
And as you can see here, it's showing up in the question. You don't even have to worry about the histo. I mean, you can be like, oh, is there a spike and dome appearance that I'm supposed to be looking at? Or, as far as like hyaline casts, oval fat bodies, etc. Just like, this question is literally just a matter of you have a patient with RA who's been taking gold salts aggressively and now has a renal condition. What's the diagnosis? And the answer is just membranous nephropathy or membranous glomerulonephritis.
Okay, because what's the black stuff in the middle?
No idea.
Okay.
So you get a nephrotic syndrome, that's membranous.
Right.
It's not minimal change disease. It's not going to be a kid with a viral infection causing nephrotic syndrome, right? Which it can also be Hodgkin lymphoma causing minimal change disease, but it's clearly not the presentation here.
Is this E?
Inhibition of SGLT?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Inhibition of SGLT would be like dapagliflozin. That would actually be like a glucose or a glucosuric agent that you can use for type 2 diabetes.
Okay.
They're asking you why, this question's asking you why you get polyuria in diabetes, right? Were you able to identify this as diabetes firstly?
No.
Yeah, this is diabetes, just so you know. This is polyuria, polydipsia, drinking a lot, peeing a lot, and you've got a glucose concentration of 350 in the plasma. I mean, this is diabetes.
Okay.
What did you think the diagnosis was?
I don't
Yeah,
know.
so this is what you need to know for your exam.
Okay.
This is what I was saying, like when you show me that question about like granulomas in the liver for histo, it's like that's cool, but like you need to know diabetes. And I literally made a joke about that, didn't I? Didn't I say that?
What?
I was like, you need to, I was like, you get questions on like this bullshit, but you need to get a question on like diabetes, and this is literally what just happened. It's like, yeah. So increased glucose in the urine is going to occur because of the high glucose in the plasma.
All right.
And the first change in the kidney with diabetes is called hyperfiltration. So you
Okay.
just have an osmotic pull due to the glucose load passing through the Bowman capsule. So it's going to pull a lot of the plasma with it. And that's hyperfiltration, right?
Okay.
So that's why you're going to get polyuria.
Okay.
It's just an osmotic pull. So it makes sense physiologically, but you just need to know that factoid. And then the first histological change in the kidney is thickening of the glomerular basement membrane with diabetes, non-enzymatic glycosylation. Got it?
Yep.
Okay, next one.
Is this D?
It's not. So what do you see in the sediment there? There's granular casts, right? What
Right.
did we say granular casts refers to?
Hilo
Or
or interstitial nephritis, right?
so pyelonephritis can cause white blood cell casts, as you said before, and that's correct. And interstitial nephritis slash tubular interstitial nephritis will cause eosinophils in the urine in response to like certain drugs like beta-lactam, cephalosporins, right? And you can get white blood cell casts, you're 100% right. Granular casts in general can be pyelo, but what did we say muddy brown granular casts refers to?
ATN.
Okay. And
And
th
that's
and this, well, ATN in general, if we just speak in a vacuum, right? We're like, okay, granular casts can be ATN. But what does the vignette tell you here? Like, they tell you there's a lot of blood loss, right?
right.
They give you low hematocrit. They say the patient received 4 units packed RBCs. There's a bleeding ulcer that required surgical repair. The blood pressure is 80 on 45. So what they're telling you is that there's ischemia.
Right.
That's the key.
It wouldn't, because that's what I was thinking, is ischemia due to from the ATN or that led to ATN. But
you need to know this, like certain associations, you need to know ischemia plus oliguria equals acute tubular necrosis till proven otherwise. I should say acute ischemia.
Right.
Acute ischemia plus oliguria equals acute tubular necrosis till proven otherwise. Now, can you get acute ischemia causing diffuse cortical necrosis? Yes. I can tell you that 9 out of 10 questions where you just get ischemia due to blood loss followed by oliguria, that's going to be acute tubular necrosis. And on one of the newer NVMe forms for the step 1, I think it's like NVMe 24, you're going to get a very, very vague question where it's like a two-liner. They literally just say, Duda's blood loss has oliguria. That's it. Diagnosis. And they had hypovolemia as an answer. And you're like, well, couldn't it be pre-renal? Right? Because you normally look at the BUN to creatinine ratio to differentiate those types of things. Like BUN to creatinine ratio greater than 20, pre-renal. Under 20, not pre-renal.
Right.
Don't worry about first aid where they had said at one point, like, you know, pre-renal is over 20, post-renal 15 to 20, intrarenal under 15. I can tell you that there's plenty of intrarenal questions where you'll get a BUN creatinine ratio of like 17. Okay. Oh. So for your exam, you just need to know that if you have acute ischemia followed by oliguria, 9 times out of 10, that's acute tubular necrosis, especially corroborated with the granular cast here. If they give you an obstetric catastrophe and they don't mention anything about granular cast, you could say, well, that could be diffuse cortical necrosis. The USMLE and COMLEX, they do like the concept of the proximal convoluted tubules being heavily susceptible to ischemia. Actually, they're the most susceptible to acute ischemia due to the high ATPase concentrations found there.
Okay.
So when we talk about like more chronic reduction in renal blood flow, like due to NSAIDs, that could cause like papillary necrosis. Mm-hmm. Right? Or if we talk about sickle cell, you can get acute sickling in the microvasculature of the kidney causing renal papillary necrosis. Mm-hmm. But in general, if they just ask you not about what's the diagnosis, but which part of the kidney is most susceptible to an acute drop in oxygen delivery, it's the PCT due to the high sodium potassium ATPase concentration found there. And that also explains why in acute tubular necrosis, you get sloughing of the PCT.
Right. Okay.
And in diffuse cortical necrosis, you know, that's going to be the PCT as well, which are in the cortex.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Because isn't that also ischemia?
Which?
D.
But that sounds like embolus.
Okay.
Like endocarditis.
Okay.
And endocarditis, I can tell you, on COMLEX 2 level questions, you can get a question where they say IV drug user, new onset murmur, fever, and it's like clearly endocarditis, and then they'll tell you there's blood in the urine. And you're like, why the fuck is there blood in the urine? And it can be because, you know what? The same way you can get Osler nodes, Janeway lesions, same way you can get septic emboli going to the brain, you can get small infarcts in your kidney as well.
Okay.
That could be wedge-shaped zone of necrosis for endocarditis.
Okay.
So this is a very, like, this is actually increasing your score when we talk about just, like, literally polydipsia, polyuria, high glucose, diabetes, hyperfiltration, mm-hmm. acute ischemia, oliguria, acute tubular necrosis.
Okay.
Got it?
Yep.